This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, August 12th. Well, we got the live cattle market starting to push above those July highs yesterday, getting above them and closing above them. So that's a notable development. The back months, too, are starting to push up against those highs here from just a week or two ago. So definitely a strong undercurrent to the cash market and the live cattle market. Feeders had a good push last week, and then they reversed down. We haven't been able to take out that little spike high, which actually ended up being an outside day lower. So we haven't been able to get above that notable swing high. That was actually the highest we've been in several months. So the market hasn't really been able to push above that. Cash trade has been very quiet so far this week. We've had virtually just not even 100 head traded so far that's been reported. Box beef values were higher yesterday. The choice is sitting at 208. That's up 88 cents on the day. Select is sitting at 195. That was up 109. The spread was down 21 cents at 1306. Movement 156 loads. Slaughter rates, 117,000 head yesterday. It compares to 116 the week before and even with a year ago. Week-to-date slaughter, 230,000 head. That's 1,000 more than a week ago and 2,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down 28 cents at 142.33. Front month futures are sitting at 144.50. So as we get into the tail end of August and where those numbers will converge, we're only a couple dollars apart. So that's the market doesn't look at some gaping gap that it needs to fill before we converge and settle the feeder cattle futures. So we look at this market, at least seems to be fairly stable. You know, the stock market just continues to push higher. You get some encouraging news in the economy, and the cattle market just holds together very well. As we head into the fall, and some schools are opening, some are not, it just depends. And it doesn't look like we're going to get much bearish development from that. So we had the reversals down last week. We haven't gotten really any follow-through from that. We don't see the market falling apart. Normally, August is kind of a seasonal low for the beef space. Obviously, that's not happening this year either. So we had that major flush out in early April, and the market has just steadily worked its way higher since then. Now, we are in the middle of a kind of a marketing hole from the huge drop in placements in March and April. We're working through that hole. Cash markets, again, are holding strong. They're not surging higher, but the feedlots have been able to stretch out their marketings and able to kind of support their price with big margins from the packers, have been able to pull some of that money into the feedlots. So that's kind of, I think, what's going on here. I've got the marketing hole supporting the market. I think as we move forward and we get through this period of shorter marketings, and you get into kind of back into that normal pace where you had kind of a surge in placements, now we get into numbers that are more consistently higher that are available to the market. And the question is demand going to be big enough to absorb it? You're holding steady with your cash in an environment of tighter numbers. So demand obviously has kind of dropped as well. If your cash is just stable and you've got tighter numbers to the market and you haven't seen prices really improve that much, that could be a signal of some issues. But if you can stabilize demand, if you can get the virus under control, and if you can have the economy, you know, perform better, not 10% unemployment, that's something that really needs to improve, then I think we're in a much better position as we head into the fall and into the holiday season. All those are huge unknowns, and we all know that. So I think the market is again being supported on the tighter numbers. It's just a question of how much further can we push this when you have the economy still struggling and still kind of trying to, you know, get its arms around exactly what the demand picture looks like. But for now, we're in a very solid base of support. The market continues to be well supported. You've got a massive corn crop coming. There's no supply shortage of feed grains, and that obviously is going to support your feeder cattle market. And certainly at a time when you're clearing out some pens, demand to replace those, to refill those pens is strong as well. So that's helping to support the feeder cattle market. If you have any comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.